This is Akashvani. In the program Insights, now we bring you a discussion on National Cancer Awareness Day, Inspiring Action Towards Prevention, Early Detection and Treatment. The participants are Dr. Dodul Mandal, oncologist, and Lalima Aneja Dang, anchor.
Well, India is the first country in the world to have initiated National Cancer Awareness Day on the 7th of November, which happens to be the birthday of Madame Marie Curie, the Nobel laureate who discovered radioactivity. Well, to do justice to this day, let's get down to knowing more on cancer, its prevention, its diagnosis and challenges. We are now joined by Dr. Dodul Mandal. Welcome, Dr. Saab, to Akashvani Studios.
Thank you so much.
What are the reasons of widespread of cancer? We do see that there is an increase of cancer in India. Earlier, there were very few cases, but now it's just spreading far and wide. And also in this, I would like to know the role of genetics, because the first thing that the doctors want to know is if anybody in the family has had cancer of a cancer patient. So role of genetics, environment, and this widespread cancer. Could you please throw some light on this?
In any awareness program, we should definitely try to know what causes some problem. And when you talk about cancer, this is a big problem. And when we look at the data of our country and we look at the data for the entire world, we actually see that the incidence and prevalence, that means number of new cases and number of total cancer cases at any point of time, both are increasing every year. So we call it a modern day epidemic. So if we look at the reasons, most of the reasons are actually related to lifestyle. And when you talk about lifestyle, it includes many things, which includes different substance abuse. If we talk about our country, then tobacco consumption is one of the biggest reasons. Then there is alcohol consumption, unhealthy diet with a lot of preserved food where different harmful chemical substances are being used. Then we must know about the impact of pollution in different formats, which can include air pollution, food pollution because of use of a lot of chemicals, preservatives, and poisons to kill insects, so insecticide, pesticides. And these are definitely very common reasons. Other than that, there are few very common cancers which are happening because of some infection. Like if we try to correlate how these lifestyle factors are associated, tobacco consumption, betel nut consumption, which are very rampant in North India, we know that these are primary reasons for causing oral cancer, throat cancer, food pipe cancer, stomach cancer, liver cancer, and many other cancers also. Smoking is primary cause for lung cancer. Although there is a variant of lung cancer which happens in non-smoker and never smoker, we call them, and in women who are also mostly non-smoker, like adenocarcinoma variant. So that is associated with some kind of mutations. And when you talk about other lifestyle-related factors like lack of exercises, adopting more Western lifestyle, then breast cancer, prostate cancer. So these cancers are gradually increasing. Uterine cancer. So these cancers are gradually increasing every year. When we talk about infection causing cancer, then we must talk about cervical cancer, which is a cancer seen in women. And we know that cervix is basically the junction between vagina and uterus. So human papillomavirus is the main causative factor for this cancer, which are basically preventable causes, and maybe awareness can lead us to a better situation in future. If we forget about this environment and if we forget about this infection, then there are role of genetics, like you were talking about genetic factors. So when you talk about genetic factors, so all cancers happen because of some sort of mutation in the DNA. And there are some cancers which are very commonly prevalent in family, or we can say that the cancers run in the family. We call them familial. So it's like using this word genetic is probably some kind of not so correct way to define it, because there is definitely some kind of genetic alteration or DNA alteration will be required to cause cancer. But what we actually want to mean is familial cancer, that if one cancer is happening in the family, then the risk of having similar cancer will increase in the same family. When you talk about this familial cancer, then we must talk about breast cancer. We should talk about colon cancer or rectal cancer, prostate cancer, uterus cancer. So these are like common cancers which have a familial predilection. That means if one family member is having the cancer, the other blood-related family members will have higher risk of harboring the cancer in future. So lack of proper physical exercise, unhealthy diet, unhealthy food like junk food, using preserved food, which is very commonly seen in countries like China and northeastern part of our country. We see a lot of gastrointestinal cancers where these harmful chemical substances which are used for preserving the food is found to be the culprit. So it's probably not the food itself, but the preservative which is the culprit.
When we talk of cancer, it's a very scary word. Yet we have seen successful stories about cancer being healed. Till what stage? Often one gets to know stage 1, 2, 3, 4. Up to which stage is cancer treatable?
So when we say stage, then commonly we divide the cancers into four different stages. Stage 1, 2, 3 and 4. And traditionally we say that up to stage 3 is curable. That means either by using surgery, radiation, chemotherapy, targeted therapy, immunotherapy, or various combinations of all these treatments, one can have a complete cure from the cancer. Although the chance or success rate will gradually be diminishing between stage 1 and then progressing to stage 2 and gradually to 3. Usually, we expect that for almost all cancers, stage 1 cancer will have 80 to 90% cure rate, or even higher for some special cancers. Stage 2 cancer will have cure rate somewhere around 70 to 80%. And most of the stage 3 cancers will have a success rate of around 50 to 60% or up maybe 70%. Now comes the stage 4 cancers. Traditionally, stage 4 cancer means that the cancer has actually spread to different other organs from the original organ. For example, we are talking about lung cancer. Then we call lung as the organ of origin. And if the cancer spreads to liver, then liver is not the organ of origin, but the tumor has spread to liver. So we'll call it a stage 4 cancer. Similarly, the tumor can spread to any other organs like liver, like brain or bones or anywhere. So when a cancer spreads from its original site to different other organs, we call them stage 4. Now, coming to today's era, there are a lot of developments in the term of technology, in the term of different molecules. So that has changed this landscape of treatment and survival in stage 4 cancer. Now, there are many cancers where even a stage 4 cancer can have a survival rate of 30% or 40%. So the scenario is definitely improving.
When you talk of tumor in the course of conversation regarding cancer, can every tumor be a cancerous tumor? Or if you want to check whether it's benign or malignant, how does one check? Is biopsy the answer?
Tumor is a generic term. Any swelling, in scientific term, we call it a tumor. So that does not mean that all swelling will turn out to be a cancerous one. That is why we divide the tumors into two different types: benign tumor and malignant tumors. And the malignant tumors are known as cancers. That means the non-malignant or non-cancerous tumors are definitely there, and definitely not all tumors are cancers. But yes, all cancers are basically malignant tumors. As you have already said, that they are kind of rebellious cells. Yes, very rightly said. They're rebellious against the body's own defense mechanism, body's own recovery mechanism and repair mechanism. So I was talking about DNA damage or some kind of DNA mutation. Now, DNA mutation is also a constant process. It keeps on happening in our body. But our body has an enormous mechanism to repair those small changes which are happening inside DNA. They can rectify those errors and bring the DNA back to its normalcy. So when that mechanism of repairing the DNA is lost by something, maybe the damage is so extensive that body is unable to repair it, or there is a mutation in the repair mechanism pathway that body is unable to repair it further, then the cell gradually turns to a malignant one. And once the cell transforms into a malignant one, then usually they evade the body's defense mechanism. They keep on growing from one cell to two, then they keep on doubling. And after a critical time or critical point, the doubling rate will be so high that the tumor will start growing faster. That is how the malignant cells behave. To cut short, all cancers are tumor, but not all tumors are cancers. There are benign tumors, which are usually harmless. Many a times they do not need any treatment. Many a times they need a simple treatment and the problem is solved forever. The malignant ones will require mostly more extensive treatment or more aggressive treatment, and they will have a chance or tendency to come back. That's the difference. And the malignant tumors will have a tendency to spread to different organs. The benign tumors usually do not spread to other organs. It keeps on growing at its original site. The cancer cells will have tendency to spread via blood or via lymph to different organs.
I want you to throw light on the symptoms of cancer, general symptoms. It is said that weight loss is a very common symptom. Are there any generalized symptoms for a cancer patient? Weight loss is supposed to be one. Of course, there must be various symptoms for cancer of various organs, but is there any generalized symptom?
Definitely, there are some generalized signs. One of them, the first sign will be like that the patient might be seeing a lump. Any swelling, we also call them lump or swelling. So patient, one thing is, you know, because the cancer can arise in any organ of the body, so the symptoms will be related to the organ at which the cancer is arising from. If some tumor is arising in the brain, the symptoms will be related to the brain. If the tumor is arising in the lungs, then the symptoms will be related to the lungs. Mm-hmm. Something in the throat will cause problems in the throat. Something in the stomach will cause different other problems. Something in the rectum can cause bleeding. Something in the cervix or uterus can cause vaginal bleeding. Mm-hmm. So in one word, it will not be possible to say what is the symptom or what can be the symptom for cancer. But then to make it simple, WHO has actually given a list of 7 warning signs where one should suspect that the cancer might be there inside the body. Now, these symptoms are like unusual bleeding or discharge from anywhere in the body, like a blood in urine or stool. So this is definitely not normal. A blood discharge from vagina or blood discharge from rectum or any blood discharge from like bleeding through while someone is coughing, we call them hemoptysis, or a vomiting containing blood. So these are all abnormal signs. One should suspect that a cancer can be there. Then the other symptom is an ulcer, a non-healing ulcer. So ulcer usually can happen for many reasons. And most of the time it heals on its own or by some simple medication. But an ulcer which is not healing even with proper treatment and is there for a long time, then one should suspect that it can be a cancer. We commonly see such ulcers in the leg and in different other body parts which can have like mechanical friction or rubbing or chronic injury. A very common example of this non-healing ulcer is an ulcer in the oral cavity or mouth by chronic tooth bite, a tongue coming in between tooth and causing damage and ulcer. And this thing is being repeated again and again, then it becomes a non-healing ulcer. It can give rise to a tongue cancer. The same thing can happen for a cheek. The cheek coming in between tooth and getting damages and getting cheek bite on a regular basis. On a long run, that also causes cancer. If we talk about breast cancer, then we know that a lump in the breast is commonest sign. And many women can actually feel that lump on their own during taking shower or during cleaning their private parts or the breast. So that is also another sign. Then a cough which is not healing or which is not resolving. So there was a time when he used to say that a cough which is not recovering even after 3 weeks, then one should suspect a cancer. Then we know about moles. Many a times we call them birthmark, the black moles. Sometimes they are like very small and one can see them from for a long time. But a sudden change in that mole, like someone has a mole on the cheek since birth and the size is probably 5 millimeter. It remained 5 millimeter for 30 years and then suddenly it started growing. Mm-hmm. And every month one notices that, okay, it is growing by 2 millimeter, 3 millimeter. And in 1 year time, the mole has become 3 or 4 times bigger. And one must suspect that this might be a cancer. Many a times we see actually the melanoma, the very common skin cancers in the Western world. This is the earliest sign when one starts suspecting that it can be a cancer. Then if someone is having some difficulty in swallowing, then one should suspect that the cancer in the throat or in the food pipe or even in the stomach. So these are like, you know, very common symptoms where one can suspect that there is a cancer. We forgot about headache. So if someone is having a brain tumor or something in the brain, then headache is the common symptom, very common symptom. One can have headache, one can have heaviness. Sometimes they can present with some unusual fits or epileptic fits. Right. And then one investigates and gets to know that there is a tumor inside brain. So these are like, you know, very common symptoms for cancer.
Thank you very much, Dr. Mondal.
Thank you.
You were listening to a discussion on National Cancer Awareness Day, inspiring action towards prevention, early detection and treatment. The participants were Dr. Dodul Mandal, oncologist, and Lalima Aneja Dang, anchor. This program was produced and presented by the News Services Division of Akashwani. You can listen to it on our mobile app, News on AIR. This program is also available on our YouTube channel, News on AIR Official.